a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell, last couple segments of the show this evening. Thanks for being with us. A somber Scott Mitchell today as we...
I'm not somber. Somber is not the right word for me.
What is it?
And
You can't I'm say just, it. It's a family show.
No, I can't really... I just have to dig deep in the dictionary to find words to describe... how I feel today that would be appropriate for this situation.
Good for you. Yeah. You know what?
You know, I did notice something, though, Alex.
What?
Yesterday, of course, we don't mention this because we're not a political show, but Joe Biden picked his running mate.
Yes.
Kamala Harris.
Got it.
And I now feel like there's a presidential race.
Hey, that's true that we have a...
It's some kind of sport we're going to be able to watch this fall. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you saw too, like for all the people who are of the betting type, you cannot, college football has, like, didn't you say they paused betting?
Yeah, sports betting. Is
for college football is being paused. It's out
it's
the
on
window.
Pause. Yes.
And so part of that is because they have no idea you don't want to take money for games you don't know are going to actually be played or not.
And players could get sick and it could affect the outcome.
Yes. So, as we move along here, this is a segment totally dedicated to happiness, to positivity, to things that will actually be going on. The NFL, full steam ahead, still moving forward when it comes to their plans for the fall. And really, I'm going to be honest, after all this, like, you know, the last couple days of doom and gloom, the NFL, I looked at these guys as the big bad wolf, right? I mean, the NFL, like, was just ignoring everything and going, we're doing our own thing. Now that we're watching college football sort of fold up slowly, I'm like, NFL, you're my favorite person that has ever been. I mean, it's just like this weird thing where the NFL has tried to button down how they're going to do the season, but they've said, we're doing this season. In fact, they are they're going to have a snitch line. Scott, they finally did it. The NFL will have a phone line that you can call up to snitch on your I don't know who exactly would be snitching on your teammates.
Your teammates.
Not your teammate. Oh, yeah. Maybe if you want to start, maybe something.
No,
like
no,
that,
no,
right?
No, 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 no. It's like if you want to keep playing, and if you want, you don't want them to shut things down. You're going to let people know that hey, so and so is out at this bar or at this place, at the Magic Mountain, whatever place that is.
If you're putting us in danger, I'm telling on you.
No question about it.
Okay.
I remember. One year when Coach Shula let us stay home.
What do you mean? Like just during the season?
During training camp.
Okay.
He let us all stay home, and we had one guy on our team.
What about the rookies? Did the rookies have to stay at the place still?
Everyone who didn't have a place to stay had to stay in the dorms.
Okay.
So the players got together, and they said, this is Coach Shula. He's not a nice man, right? He doesn't let you stay home. So if anyone messes this up, we will personally, like, kill you, okay? So don't screw this up.
I'm going to personally kill you.
Right. So a guy eventually screwed it up.
Oh, no. Yeah. That teammate.
Yes.
There's always somebody.
And people were so furious with this guy.
Was there a snitch line?
So no, it was better than a snitch line, which this is my recommendation. The first night we had to go back into the dormitories, they drug him out of his room, taped him to a palm tree, and he sat out there all night
long. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. People were not.
So, and a palm tree is not comfortable. I don't know if you've ever.
And neither are mosquitoes either. in the middle of the night.
Just the south of Florida in the evening in general is not
when
nice.
When you cannot itch, yes, it's a problem. So I'm for palm tree taping. You know, if there's an issue. But let me tell you another challenge. And this is a real thing, Alex.
I can't wait for the show to be where you and I are face-to-face again, and you're going to start making these recommendations. Look, what'd you just say to me? We should just have a palm tree in the studio and just a thing of duct tape just always on hand.
Yeah, you'll be taped to the duct tape to the palm tree for a segment. Yes, a whole segment.
I got you.
So,
I mean, the NFL.
Well, no, listen to this.
This is billions of dollars if you shut it down, man.
Yeah, no kidding. But here's what guys are going to do. They're going to get to November, and they're going to realize that they have no shot at making the playoffs. And they're all going to go out, and they're all going to get sick, and they're all going to go home.
So November,
those teams that are mathematically out of the playoffs.
So you're the 3-10, fill in the blank, you know, the New York Jets.
Yep.
And you start shutting her down early because you don't care anyway. And you don't want anybody else to be happy because your season's garbage already anyway.
Well, yeah, and so you don't want to go out there on the field, and you're going to be like, "Yep, we're done." I could totally see that happening. I'm just telling you. Because
you get paid either way, right? And you've gone through 13 games, you're going to get paid the same.
But they could argue that they'd say, you know, that's conduct detrimental, and that you know there's certainly that's always the magic bullet
currently,
for all NFL teams. That's conduct detrimental.
Yes.
They have to be strategic about it, but they're people will tank.
Here's
They'll tank in the NFL.
The NFL is going to have what a lot of these other leagues have had, which is if you're not in a bubble, you're going to have some outbreaks. It's already hit and miss with the bubble in some of these places, but people look at the NHL, they look at the NBA, and they go, how can we figure this thing out? Even Major League Baseball is going, all right, after the 60 games, how can we figure out the playoffs in a bubble? And here's what you're dealing with the NFL. 2,000 players, you know, almost as many coaches, personnel and support staff with each team, you know, that come with that. And the honor system, which is essentially what they've been working on and what they're going to be working on. So now they've ensured that this snitch line, I mean, that was previously something you could never do. You don't tell on somebody else. You know, you never tell on somebody, on your teammate. You know, somebody goes out the night before the Super Bowl, you don't tell on them. You know, you let, maybe they get caught, but I mean, in the end, you let these adults make their own decisions. You have this sort of, you know, this like unspoken rule where you just kind of let guys live their life and you roll your eyes. There's one thing about the training camp, Scott, but what about guys who would put the team in danger otherwise during the regular season? Did you ever tell on guys for going out late at night? I would assume that there'd be some who would still do it, even try to sneak out, right?
Oh, there. It wasn't a question of – yeah, that always happened. Guys were always sneaking out.
And you didn't tell on those
always
guys.
Doing their thing. There were guys, Alex, who were drunk playing in games or on drugs playing in games. Jeez. This was not an uncommon practice. What they realized, though, is they said, we have to show up on game day. All right, if we're going to have this kind of behavior, we still have to show up on game day. And so as long as you show up on game day and you play and you perform, nobody cares. I mean, it's going to take its toll on you. And I'm not talking about trying to get COVID. I'm just saying, you know, other things that were hard on people's bodies, but there were a lot of people that did that. So there was kind of this, I'm not going to say anything because you're either going to sink or swim, and real quickly, and no one messes around. Like if you're not doing it, and you're not getting your job done, you're out. So it's your choice. If you want to mess up and you want to go do your thing, fine. I mean, Brett Favre went through that early on in his career. He talks about it. He says he was going out, he was partying, he was having a great old time. And he realized, he goes, I can't do this, and I can't be a professional. I have to make a choice. And so people either make the choice or they don't. So the culture of not telling, no one cares because the process will just vet you out anyways. This is different where your behavior has nothing to do with how you perform on the field, but you could wipe out like a whole position group by your behavior. You know, you're a defensive back or whatever, and you go out and you put yourself in an unnecessary risk to contract the virus, and then you come back and give it to, you know, to the whole secondary. You can't play without a secondary, so that's a different story. And I think people would be more inclined to say, you know what, you're hurting everyone, you're hurting my livelihood, you're hurting literally everyone in this organization and potentially everyone in professional football. Players, and they'll say this to the players, they'll make it loud and clear and completely abundant. You guys better police each other or we're out and we're done. And no one wants that.
Well, the other thing that they said is that the players' unions, they're the ones who are signing off on this, because it protects the players ultimately. Yep. I mean, and there's the larger group of players who want to make sure that they do things right and that they're not violating contracts. And then there's the folks who are not going to care, which we're going to see. We're going to see those guys who don't care.
Where in the world can you have a job where you make millions of dollars and you have half the year off? I mean, seriously, just do whatever you want in that half of the year. But during the football season,
just lay
play
low,
football.
Man. It's interesting to see how this is going to work out. I'm interested to see. But, I mean, the NFL that is so, traditionally been this, you know, you never snitch, you never tell on somebody else in the league, you know. Now it's turned into this because everybody wants to see that season go off. All right, we're going to come back, wrap things up with our two-minute drill next. Stay with us. Last segment right here on KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.